9. A lengthy discussion of the steel and the debris of the WTC, inspired by the research of Dr. Judy Wood, November 2007. Introduction. The research published by Dr. Judy Wood on her website, drjudywood.com, graphically documents the paucity of debris following the 10 seconds per tower destruction of two quarter-mile buildings on 9/11. As an attempt to numerically illustrate the level of destruction, an overall figure of the total length of steel, which should have been present in the debris pile, is here calculated. Basic data about the World Trade Center Towers 1 and 2. A figure of 415 meters was used for the height of the towers. The following figures were used in the calculations below. Building width calculated at 63.14 meters. Building depth at 63.14 meters, core width 41.8 meters, and core depth at 26.52 meters. Please refer to the text version of this book in order to view diagrams, tables, and calculations illustrating the above points, along with associated photos. But this is pointless. The steel was quickly shipped away. It seems that various unsubstantiated statements have been made over time to explain the extreme level of absence of debris. One such statement is, "The steel was all sold to China and shipped away promptly before it could be examined." However, we have no evidence that such a large-scale operation was undertaken or completed in the immediate aftermath of 9/11. Did anyone report many fleets of trucks filled with steel girders driving down the streets of Manhattan to the docks, and their loads being transferred onto large container vessels? There are no pictures or video of this supposed operation that are readily available, nor have the details of such a major cleanup exercise ever been discussed. Can we count the debris? In Part 1 of The Overwhelming Implausibility of Using Directed Energy Beams to Demolish the World Trade Center Towers, published online in the Journal of 9/11 Studies, Dr. Jenkins states, "Some proponents of the missing debris hypothesis prefer to count the debris from photographs. This is an inherently reckless approach to the problem. Photographs offer no way to directly view all of the individual steel beams in debris piles or debris-occupying sub-level collapses. For instance, any attempt to count the beams or wall sections in the debris pile of WTC-7 will fall short of accounting for the total mass of the building for the simple reason that the debris is located in a pile, and all photographs only show the surface. That does not mean that the rubble pile does not contain the mass of the building. Even if the debris were spread out somewhat, the same problem applies when attempting to count the debris." In this article, I hope to show that because of the sheer scale of the WTC buildings, there is considerable value in attempting to calculate other figures which illustrate the very large volume of material which should have been visible in the immediate aftermath of the WTC Towers' destruction. Calculating approximate total length of steel. Where did the 630 miles of steel go? Did the WTC steel end up in the basements? There have been attempts to reduce the significance of the findings of Dr. Wood. One such attempt, authored by Dr. Greg Jenkins, is called "The Overwhelming Implausibility of Using Directed Energy Beams to Demolish the World Trade Center," and published online in the Journal of 9/11 Studies. Part 1 of this paper is entitled, "What Missing Debris?" And Dr. Jenkins writes, "If all the building debris were compacted into the damaged sublevels, then this would yield a volumetric compression ratio of 10.2%. This is within the error of the compression ratio for WTC-7, 11.5 plus 1.6%. This means that, within error, all of the debris in the WTC complex can be accounted for within the sublevel collapses." It can be suggested that there are at least two problems with this supposition. As the WTC towers came down, we see that there is little or no compaction going on. Rather, the towers are turning to dust, so there is no physical process which would compress the debris to fit in the basements. We can categorically state that, while there was some debris in the basements, that debris was not especially compacted, nor did it fill the basements. The debris was not in the basement. Photographs and other evidence that Dr. Wood has presented illustrate that only a small or even tiny proportion of the total debris was in the WTC basement level. Again, please see the text version of this book for photos which illustrate these points.